Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to check in with all of you out there, all of you that have been following us for what is now coming up on our 10th year. Wow, who knew it? Well, somebody must have known it. Spirit knew it. And tonight, we're going to talk about somebody else that taps into that innate, amazing potential that we all have. You know, how is it that we get to be in our lives and get to appreciate the beauty and the mysticism of spirit? Today, our show is it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas with the Ascension Foundation's Michael Shane joining me here today. I got to tell you guys that some of the most mystifying moments I have had on radio have been with this gentleman. He is a transphysical phenomena medium, and you're going to find out what that is in a minute. He spent his life connecting with the ascended masters, and tonight we are going to talk about one of the all-time favorites, one of the most talked about ascended masters we have, and that is Master Jesus. Joining me here today, Michael works with an incredible platform, a vibration, so that others can learn how to connect with the ascended masters as well. You know, he is someone that has co-created an amazing community, guidance from the Universal Board. He and the Ascension Foundation work with people all over the world to help us discover our truth. Whether it's classes, events, lectures, one-on-one, healing is what Michael has been called to do. And so tonight's show is about the amazement. Christmas is all about Master Jesus and his message of love and forgiveness. It is a reminder to all of us to bring compassion back into our lives. And this is a topic which I love to talk about. Michael, welcome to the show. It is so great to have you here. What an amazing conversation for tonight.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you here on the radio and talking to all those wonderful people out there.
You know, this is a great conversation, and I want you to know about my experience with Jesus and you know, my connection. But I want to ask you, you know, you have many, many masters that you work with, but there are several that come to the top of your list. And I want you to talk with folks a bit about what it means. What does it mean for you and working with the masters, for folks that may not know a lot about this? Give them an idea.
Well, it means everything. Even the power of knowing that there is nothing that anyone can do, especially in my life. You know, you grow up in a situation with family, and they don't really have time for you for whatever reason. And, you know, and you do things, and you don't do very well, and you feel like a failure, and the masters come along and they show you, they don't just tell you, they show you that there is no such thing as failure. You cannot fail. It's just a matter of attitude. And to get through your trials in life and getting through school, you know, they helped me go through school because I had a form of dyslexia and needed help with numbers and letters and things like that. when I would get involved in things that weren't that of the positive nature, they were always there. Instead of criticizing, they would show you ways and how not to repeat that negative action and reaction, and focus on the positive and the rewards that came along with it.
One of the things I wanted to talk with you about is, you know, your affiliation, association, respect, and love for Master Jesus. And I want to take a moment because, you know, we did tell everybody that this is a show. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It is. But for you and for many, many others, Christmas is all about Master Jesus and the message of love. And I wanted to take a moment for you to talk about your relationship with him and what he has come to mean for you and your life personally.
Well, Master Jesus was the first master to communicate with me. And when he came to me when I was very young at a spiritualist church, he spoke to me like I was an equal to him.
Mm.
And even before that, when my mother was not around and available for reasons unknown to me, Master Jesus would come around and with an aspect of his spirit would appear in the room where I was sitting in my playpen, and he would play with me and talk to me. And then at church, he came out in a seance situation and told me of things that I would be doing and gave me a reason and a purpose to be here. And I've held on to that my whole entire life. So what does he mean to me is indescribable. I would not change a thing on anything that had anything to do with him. I mean, here's a gentleman who went through a horrific situation that no human being should ever have to go through. And in his last moments, if there were any last moments, all he would think about is love, even to the point of caring enough to help the transition of the people that were the two gentlemen that were with him, you know, and then the forgiveness. I mean, what big show of masterly proof do you need at a moment of pain, physical pain, you speak out of forgiveness of the individuals that are doing it to you. I mean, you talk about walk the walk and talk the talk. I would say Master Jesus is that individual.
Mm. You know, Michael, I think it's been such an honor to take this journey with you and to have conversations like the one we're having. You know, it is getting to be a lot like Christmas, and it's getting to be a lot like Christmas metaphorically in so many ways. You know, people are talking about the rise in consciousness and what's called for, you know, this place of compassion. And I wanted to ask you about this. As things are speeding up, you know, what do you think our greatest challenges are, and how does Master Jesus fit in to the scheme of things when it comes to love and compassion in an accelerated world?
Well, the first thing, if you remember, when you came to the event on December 3rd,
yeah,
and you received a gift from Master Jesus that evening.
Yes, I did.
And that alone, from what I remember, was a mind-blowing experience for you.
Oh, completely.
And for many reasons. But if you go back to the time at your radio show, I did an apportation on the show.
Yes.
And that object also came from Master Jesus on your
yes.
show.
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, I will never forget it. Neither will Benny.
You know, and who knows? I mean, I'm hoping that it happens again, you know, just because. But in regards to your question, the most difficult thing that we have facing us, and this is according to Master Jesus, is forgiving ourselves so we can move forward and forgive others. And then in that process, finally enjoy Christmas with family and friends and people that you never, that you haven't spoken to in years, and share that moment of your lives together as it was meant to be in the beginning.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is so important, and I've seen this, Michael, time and time again, is the expansive, you know, nature of the work that you're doing right now in the world and what it means to so many people. You've had a lot of different experiences over the past several months. I know you spend a lot of time in Hawaii. You know, let's talk about how this idea of forgiveness and love has shown up for you personally this past year, since a year ago, December 3rd, let's say, even.
Well, you talk about Hawaii. Things occurred over there where I lost my temper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that I had done. I mean, I've been through many healings, working on self issues and so forth, because I find that just because the masters communicate with me, that doesn't make me perfect.
Yeah.
But in truth, we're all perfect in the eyes of God, and we can create that within ourselves by forgiveness. And as I recognize what was happening when I was losing my temper, I thought about the story about Jesus where he lost his temper in the temple with the money changers, and how he managed to heal from that. And the individual I lost my temper with, it wasn't a physical alteration. It was just irritation from both sides. We now, you know, we've healed that with one another and our friends, and I even stayed at their house the last time I was over there. So that would probably be one of the biggies. The other would be in forgiveness of what we call the psychic real estate issues.
Right.
You know, other people that are doing work in the psychic arena, there always seems to be this constant battle on who's people's who, and in truth, no one belongs to anybody but the self, and we should be working together instead of hindering that vibration. We should look at what Jesus is saying to us, and that is to work with one another, to love one another, to love the self, is to love others and not be so jealous and fighting over that psychic real estate. And it's easy to do because, you know, people are going to make their choices regardless, you know, and the more positive energy that they're around, the better choices that they'll make.
Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about is exactly what we're discussing now. You know, a lot of conversation, Michael, about today, you know, today being the lunar eclipse, that full moon, of course, lunar eclipse that took off this morning, and a lot of energy around what it means, what it doesn't mean. But most importantly, you know, the general conversation is, you know, this is an eclipse that's all about, you know, letting go, moving emotions through. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is there are a lot of things that, quote, have been done to people in these past 2 to 4 years. A lot of things. Everything from betrayal about what people thought would be their lifelong careers, loss of homes, and so forth. What do we say to those folks? What does Jesus say to those folks? What does Jesus say to those people that believe that, you know, they have had wrong done to them?
By changing that belief to believe that the positive will be the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we believe that that we've been wrong, that's exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm.
If we can turn our thinking around and believe that the loss that we've had wasn't the loss, it was letting go, learning to let go so you can receive again and receive something better. For everything that you let go of with the vibration of the heart and the Christ consciousness returns to you tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you're looking at, oh, I let go of my $100, now I have $1,000.
Right, right. I had a great conversation about that today. I want to let the listeners know that we will be taking your calls today during the show for a live on-air reading with Michael, and you're going to get a sense in a minute of what that's like. You know, he does bring in messages from the Ascended Masters. So if those of you out there that would like to connect that have got a question, we have a toll-free number here at the show, 888-627-6008. This is for tonight's show. 888-627-6008. And love to open the phone lines for readings for the show tonight. That's toll free, that number. If you want to dial directly, give us this number here, 530-327-7602. We'd love to have you connect. Michael will be able to do a few of these readings tonight. So if you've got a question on your mind, this would be the time to dial in into the show. You know, Michael, one of the things that has been so extraordinary is to sort of watch the evolution of things. You know, let's just call it the evolution of Michael. How would you describe where you are today in your life, the gifts you have, and the vision that you have to take these gifts out into the world, especially in light of having the Master Jesus energy underneath your feet?
Well, first thing that came to me, man, what a ride.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
I've been a stubborn person in my life, and Master Jesus is teaching me to reroute that energy that I use for being stubborn and use it for believing in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, you know, 49 years old, and in the last few months alone, miracles have occurred. I mean, people donated 170 acres of land to our cause to start a school for children so they can learn about the masters, but also learn a normal curriculum, their spiritual connection, and so forth, and to create a temple of higher learning and education for us adults, and to take the children who always seem to get left behind when it comes to education, and finally give them a real, true education. And this, all I know, happened because Master Jesus says, believe in yourself, believe in the quest, believe in the path that you are on. And do not use that energy that you have of impatience and stubbornness and disbelief in yourself and direct it to the belief that all things are possible under the vibration of God. And guess what? It's absolutely true, because it's happening right before my eyes.
Yeah. One of the things, and I want to talk about one of the things that you've heard me talk about this, right? Last event that you had, I talked about, you know, the kingdom. One of the things Jesus has said, and there are many different ways this has been turned around, you know, is the kingdom is within you, and one who knows himself will find it. There are many different ways to talk about that. That's one of the ways that he talked about it. And yet we are immersed in a society and religious infrastructure now that doesn't necessarily talk about that kingdom within. How did we get the message of Jesus so off? How did we get off track? And then we'll go to the phones.
We got off track because we strayed off the course. We started to allow others to tell us what is or isn't, instead of allowing ourselves to use the cognizant abilities to understand the path on our own. There's nothing wrong with getting and receiving guidance. There's nothing wrong with believing in a specific religion, but research it. You know, understand it. Don't just go by what's being told to you. Dig into it deeper.
I love it.
And once we get back on that path,
mm-hmm.
the rest of it's gravy. You know, life is always going to have it's ups and downs. What makes the downs so bad is we just allow ourselves to get inundated in it, when really we just look at it as a chance to learn and then move on to the next level.
I think it's very powerful. I mean, you and I, you heard me talk about this, several times. I mean, the gospel, according to Thomas, says, if you think the kingdom of God is above you, the birds will find it first. If you think that that it's in the ocean, then the fish are going to discover it before you do.
Right.
Look, the kingdom of God is within you and all around you. I mean, how does it get any more powerful than that message?
It does, because when you come to realize that what you just said is absolutely true, there's nothing that you cannot accomplish. I mean, what would you rather do, Dr. Pat?
Mm-hmm.
Sit at home worrying about how certain things are going to get resolved, or get up off the couch and go out and look for a way to resolve it?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up, because I did spend that time on the couch. And you're right. I think you get to be at a decision point about that moment. You know, you're sitting there, and you know what I'm talking about, because I know I've been there. And you get to decide, do I stay here in this misery, or do I find that thing within that will get me to move forward? And I think you're absolutely right, Michael, in the times we live in. Let's do this. We're taking callers today. Cheryl is on the line from New Jersey. If you are out there and would like to connect and find out, you know, what Master Jesus or maybe one of the other masters has for you, give us a shout at our toll-free number, 888-627-6008. Cheryl, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. How can we help you tonight?
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
Are there any messages coming through from any of the masters that you work with, Michael, for me around this time?
Yes. Saint Germain.
Yes.
I don't know if you know him or not, or heard of him. But
yes,
he mastered in the vibration of finance and money. And one of the things that he's telling me, he's actually given me two messages, is one for you to consider investing in precious metals, and the other is for you to look for avenues to focus your finances on. So they don't just sit there and stay stagnant. What you do with your financial world is always going to be good, and you'll be taken care of. But sometimes to have a little bit more backup and investments is best for you, and that's what he's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
The other message that I'm getting is actually from Master Jesus, and he says that for you to work on your spine.
Okay.
Supposedly, from what I'm understanding, you have an alignment, a disalignment of your spine, a little bit in the neck and down in the lower part of the spine. And just to focus on that, get some massage work done, see a good chiropractor, and start exercising those muscles so they can stay, so the spine and the vertebrae can stay in place.
Mm. Cheryl, how does that sound to you? Are you having issues with your back?
Yeah, my back and my spine, I'm starting to get like a curved back.
Oh,
because I never stood up straight, and now that I'm getting older, it's like permanently setting in, and I do have a lot of neck trouble. So it's funny, I was going to just schedule a massage, and I'm going to look into some chiropractic adjustments too. That's funny that you mentioned that. My husband is going through an issue with his parents. They're very sickly now, and he doesn't have much coping skills, and I'm the one that tries to be an observer and not step into the drama, but sometimes it's very hard because he's immature, and he's starts screaming when he gets uptight. Mm. And, you know, he rattles the pets out of here. They run in all directions, and it's unsettling to try to calm him down. And, you know, what would the masters tell me to deal with this? Because I think they're coming to the end of their lives, and he's just going to go off the deep end. And, you know, of course, you lash out at the person closest to you. In his case, it's me.
Right.
I'm kind of dreading this time, so any advice there?
The first thing you want to do is cover yourself, encapsulate yourself in the ruby red ray energy.
Okay.
It's just a visualization that you create from your heart and encapsulate your entire body in it. Then come to the realization that you're going to have to be the foundation and the catalyst to heal this. It's going to be a little tough, but you are a strong person according to the masters, and you can handle it. And then you're going to direct some blue energy to your husband, which will calm down his emotional storms. And so whatever backlash or reaction that he has, it won't be as traumatic or as bad as they could be. And then just remind him that you love him and that you'll take care of it, whatever he wants you to take care of. Don't just go out and do it, you know, get his insight. Because then he'll feel like he still has an element of choice or control. But ultimately, you're the one that's going to be taking care of everything. And once it's all done and dealt with, you know, the negativity, if there is any, won't be as hard or as bad as it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, so you're saying work with the red ray and the blue for him and red for me.
Yeah, it would be in kind of like a beam of light of red energy for you, and then you create a blue flame. So you want to encapsulate his entire body in a blue flame, etherically, of course, and direct it to his emotional body, which is just underneath the heart chakra. And just direct it there and encapsulate that area, and he'll calm down. If you focus positive energy, that positive flame energy to him with a positive intent, he will feel it and he will calm down.
Excellent.
That's how I work with my my 12-year-old daughter when she loses control of her emotions. Just direct blue energy at him and she calms down like you wouldn't believe.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful.
It is.
Thank
Hey, Cheryl.
You.
Cheryl, can I suggest something as well?
Sure, Dr. Pat.
So one of the things that Jesus has said is he has said, make everything within you harmonious. And for those of us that have had a few challenges, me being a Jersey girl as well, what I've learned is that I will be able to handle the outside world only to the extent that I have done a good deed with my inside. And so this is a time where, like Michael was suggesting, this is a time for you to have perhaps the strongest spiritual practice you have ever had in your life and take good physical care of your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I would suggest, and, you know, it doesn't work for everybody and nobody knows your husband better than you. You know, when he is lashing out, he is in excruciating pain. And, you know, sometimes we learn some of the skills that enable us to say, oh, Cheryl, I am so hurt. I'm scared. I'm sad. We don't do that. You know, what we do is we lash out. And
yeah,
so
he doesn't communicate. Well, yeah.
Right. So you could do a couple of different things. You know, sometimes it helps by saying nothing. Other times what helps is, you know, saying, you know, Joe, I know how hurt you are. Or actually, rather than say that, say, you sound like you're really hurt. It must be hard for you. I mean, sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. But I will tell you one thing, Cheryl. The one thing you have to do for yourself is make sure that the shouting and screaming doesn't become abusive. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And what I'm trying to say is that, yes, he's going through a tough time, but you have the right to make sure that your well-being is intact, right, Michael?
That is absolutely 100% correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then one last thing, I was being told by another master teacher that both her and her husband can use to strengthen some of those bones, some omega-3s.
Okay, great. Great.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll
Cheryl.
I'll add. Yes.
Did you hear what Michael said about the omega-3s?
Yes, I'm going to add that. Yes.
Okay, great. What else can we do for you? Did we give you enough to work with tonight?
Absolutely. You've helped tremendously. At least I'm prepared for the onslaught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I'll get through. I get through everything else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm a divine being, and, you know, I work on trying to get better every day and, you know, try to get in tune more with the energies. And the energies now are constantly changing, and I'm trying mm-hmm. to go with the flow and stay calm. And, mm-hmm. you know, I try to watch things now, you know, just as an observer and not really step into the circle of chaos anymore and get involved.
Yeah. Well, I want to give you a message from Master Jesus, and it's something that he is known to have said. And it goes like this. This is for you, Cheryl. See me in yourself. See me in yourself. This is Master Jesus talking to you. See me in yourself as you would see yourself in water or a mirror.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
See me in yourself. Okay. All right, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
God bless and have a Merry Christmas.
All right.
Oh, and you. Blessings to both of you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're a blessing. Thank you so much. What I'd love to do is make sure those of you out there have the toll-free number, 888-627-6008. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show, so make sure you call in so you can connect with Michael, who is here with us. We're talking about Master Jesus. If there is a message from one of the masters that is coming through for you, we'd love to take your call and give it to you. 888-627-6008. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It's great to be chatting with you. Michael Shane is here today. For those of you that want to find out more about Michael, if you want to schedule yourself for a full reading with him, his work is amazing. And has been endorsed by people like Dr. Wayne Dyer. So today, he's here taking your calls. All of us are. Michael, before we go ahead, would you let folks know a little bit about how they can schedule things, what the websites are they should go to, and, how they might go about finding out more about you? I don't know. Did we lose Michael?
I'm right here.
All right. Go ahead, Michael.
Just go to my website, www.michaelshane.com, and that's MYCHAELSHANE.com. And you can call us at 800-508-6437. 800-508-6437. And someone will get to you, and we look forward to hearing from you.
All right. So I have an instant message from Karen from New Jersey. Karen, one of the things that I'd love to ask you to do is if you could be a bit more specific on what area, then we'll make sure we get your message up here. But right now, let's go to the phones. We have Carol from Kansas calling in. Carol, welcome to the show. Carol? Okay, I'm not sure what's happening with the technology here, but I'm going to ask. Don. Don, what happened there? All right. Okay. All right. All right, Carol, one of the things I'd love for you to do is give us a call back, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, and we will bring you right on. You know, Michael, while we're waiting for, you know, Carol to call back, one of the things that I think we want to talk a little bit about is, you know, how to get ourselves ready for this holiday season and then beyond. You know, I mentioned that today was a lunar eclipse. I mentioned that there's a lot of information about 2012. What does the Master Jesus say about 2012 in preparation for 2013?
2012 was the cleansing out period. That's the time where we take all of our stuff, pile it on top of us so we know it's there, and then remove it, heal it, fix it, do whatever it is that we got to do to let it go. So when we move into 2013, we won't have any chains or bonds holding us down and bogging us down, recreating what we've already experienced in our life on the negative side. So what we will end up creating by doing that is the positive stuff, where there is no negative. It's only positive. And that is helping the feminine integration, the feminine power energies to integrate in our spirit and soul, so we can now begin the balance of our infrastructure of our existence.
You know, I think this is really, you know, so important for so many of us. By the way, Michael, we have Carol back. Carol, thank you for calling back. You rock. How can we help you tonight? This is getting to be a little eerie, Michael, don't you think? Carol, how are you? How can we help you tonight? Okay. I'm not sure what's happening. Maybe, Don, you can help us out on this one. Please call back. I think we've got a lot of energy going on. Carol, don't give up on us. We're going to be here for a little bit longer. I've got one of the things that I think we're talking about, and I've got an instant feedback message that came from Karen coming in here. What type of changes will be happening for me in 2013? Wow. Let's try to get that for her, if you don't mind. What type of changes will be happening for me? And I think, Michael, you started to talk about it. You started to talk about 2013. As a matter of fact, on a previous show we did, you described 2013 in an interesting way. Tell us what the masters are telling you about this.
2013 is the integration of the feminine power. And what happens in that integration is all the negative energies that occur in our life tend to self-heal themselves, so we're not focused too much on that. And then our experiences are now looked upon differently. We could take what we would perceive today to be a negative experience, and then next month, in January of next year, that same experience won't be looked upon in the way that we would look at it now. It'd be looked upon as just something that needs to be dealt with, and you direct the right focus upon it. The other aspect is in regards to the lady that's, I think you say her name was Karen.
Yes.
2013 for her is empowerment. Empowerment of the self, taking love vibrations and turning it into power, bettering the experience, the financial world, empowering that, removing the worries so it will strengthen, same way bringing family back together again will also occur. Changes in jobs, and that could mean the same job but more money, but under a different circumstance with less to do instead of piling on more stuff. This way, they can focus. She can focus more on that, and the job basically could be just taking care of somebody that's at home, or whatever. But we don't look at our jobs, whatever they may be, whether it's working for somebody working for yourself or whatever. Even if you're retired, you still have a job of sorts, but we don't look at it as a job. We look at it as a way of life to exist in, creating a constant motion forward of resolution, of love, of healing, and that deeper connection to the Christ-like consciousness.
Mm, wow. You know, I mean, this is really, thank you so much, Michael, for that. Karen, I'm sure that gave you some insight. If you have a follow-up question, go ahead and put it in the instant message, and I will be able to get it to Michael. Michael, what is your vision? You know, Michael, I've been able to take this journey with you now for the past year, and I am myself amazed, in awe at the accelerated pace by which you're being asked to go out there and heal and help more people. Do you have a vision for yourself and your organization, the Ascension Foundation? Do you have a vision for yourself, given what the masters have said to you about 2013?
I actually do, and I thought about this not too long ago. The vision that I have for myself is to be in service of those that wish to partake in what I have to offer, to create 7 centers throughout the world, to change the educational structure of our world to where the children are no longer left behind and are given an education, a proper education. And this would make me feel within myself like I have accomplished something, but not just for me, but for others, but also for myself as well. And forgiveness, because I need to remember that I have to learn to forgive as well.
Yeah.
You know, and when you add forgiveness to creating positive vibrations and structure throughout the world and beyond, what you have is what's all around us anyway, and that's God. You know, God is there. You don't even have to believe in God to know that God is there. God doesn't think whether or not you believe in God or not. God is there indiscriminately everywhere you go, everywhere you look. And where there's God, there's definitely Jesus. And where there's Jesus, there's us. And we are, like I said earlier in the show, when Jesus came around me as a little boy and throughout my life, he's always looked at me as an equal, along with everybody else. It doesn't make me special than anybody else, but this is what Jesus looks at everybody as. We are all equals to one another, and there is no one better than anybody else. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a reason to be here and an importance to be here, and everybody has a right to be here.
I love what you're saying, Michael. I am so thrilled about the message, the light and the love you bring forth. And you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, Jesus says that there may be one, even as we are one. The oneness, that creative genius you're talking about, is so deeply touching, profound, and wise. You know, I want to give you some information from Karen. She sent in another message and said, you know, thank you so much. You answered all the questions without me even saying them. Thank you and have a great holiday. Isn't that beautiful? Can you feel the love in that?
I have been feeling more love going around this world in the last year than I have felt my entire existence. And that just shows me that people are now going out of the old and into the new, just like Master Katumi said, that 2012 is the end. It's the end of the old way of thinking and the old way of doing things. And that's exactly right, and that's exactly what we're doing. And I see a lot of love directed at me. I see love directed at you. I see love everywhere. And it's defeating. It's in the process of defeating that hate and that negativity that's flowing or has flown out there. We've already learned that lesson time to move on.
Mm. Now, one of the things you and the Ascension Foundation are doing, and I know we're working out the details of this, but I think it would be great to let our listeners know. I mean, you know, you've been called to contribute a Christmas gift certificate to a family in need. And that's something that yourself and the folks at the Ascension Foundation have put together. And so we'll be giving our listeners the details on how they could, you know, get involved in giving $1,000 to a family in need. Tell us about the calling to bring that forth, Michael.
Well, again, it was Master Jesus. He offered for the last year, once a month, to integrate an aspect of his spirit into my body to do healings on people at a $5 charge. And that money, every penny of that money, was to go to give to a family so they may have that's in need, a family that has children, a family that is having some hard times, to give this money to that family so they can have a Christmas and a Christmas dinner, and to be reminded that God and Jesus is there, and that they love them, and that Jesus loves them, and that there's always hope. Even when you're in the darkest crevice of your life, there's hope, and there's light. Jesus once said, sometimes one must dwell in the darkness to find the light. And here we are, you know, so we, with the help of many people and participants that came to donate their $5, we're going to give $1,000 to a family so they can have a really good Christmas. And we'll probably, we will most likely be repeating this, but I would add that the importance of this is not to be in acknowledgement, oh, wow, the Ascension Foundation is doing this. The importance of this is to give the idea that giving is infinite.
I love this. You know, Michael, thank you so much for all that you do. And I want to tell our listeners that the details of this will be announced on an upcoming show, the Dr. Pat Show, and we'll certainly let all of our networks know about this so that you can nominate a family in need. We'll give you all of the details about that, how to go about it in the upcoming week. For those of you that want to find out more about Michael, that want to sign up for a full session with him, then you know, one of the things that that I'd like to say is you know, you could go to michaelshane.com. I believe we have Carol back. Is that correct? Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was messing up. I was doing the wrong thing.
Nah, you're not doing the wrong thing. You made it through here, and we're very grateful that you did. How can Michael help you tonight?
I have severe musculoskeletal problems, and I would like to know if I'm pursuing the right path, and if the Masters have any messages for me that might help.
Well, the first thing I need to say, I cannot give medical advice. But I can do a spiritual advice with some energies and things that you can do. Okay. The best way to work with, from what I've been taught throughout my life, and I've even used it many times on myself, and even recently with a damaged knee that I got from an accident. If you use indigo energy, focusing on indigo energy on your muscles and your bones, along with orange flame energy, which is a stimulant and healing to the nervous system, you then start to get rid of the pain. Okay? Once the pain starts to get to where you can deal with it, then you want to start reorganizing your body by exercising the areas that you haven't exercised. And the best thing to do there is get all the way up to your shoulders in water, like a like a swimming pool at a fitness center, and just walk back and forth in the pool.
Well, see, I can't. That's not possible for me.
Okay.
I live, kind of in the boonies. I can't drive, and there's just no way I can get there. And I'm not sure I could get down into a pool. And, well, maybe after I got out of pain I could, but at this point that's just not possible.
Well, right now it's why you focus on those energies. And they do work. I've seen them work my whole life with all different kinds of situations depending on what the situation is. And we've had people get up out of wheelchairs, and I don't mean so dramatic it's in front of a bunch of people, but I do, with the help of the masters. When I say I don't mean just me. The masters obviously are there, and there's been people that have been literally in wheelchairs that were able to get out of their wheelchairs and go back to work and start functioning again. And it isn't anything that I do. I'm a facilitator. I'm the vehicle in which the masters utilize. But the one thing that the masters connect to is the individual, and you become the healer, and you will. You just have to believe in that. And the masters are there. You can feel Jesus. You feel Jesus every day. Is that not true?
Yes, I feel the energies. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's half the battle right there.
Yeah.
And you begin doing those meditations of those colors that I told you, indigo and orange, all right, and make them into a flame energy, and you'll start noticing some differences. If you want to know further about this, and sometime when you're available, you can go to my website and call us at 800-508-6437 and get an appointment with me, a phone consultation or whatever, and see what we can do.
I think that's great.
About that.
I think that's great. You know, I think that's great. Carol, I want to thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. Please take Michael up and give him a call. Well, Michael, thank you.
Phone number.
We'll give it again, Michael. Go ahead and give it again.
It's 1-800-508-6437, or you can visit us at www.michaelshaim.com, and that's spelled MYCHAELSHANE.com.
Thank you, Michael, for joining us. Thank you, Carol. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Wow. Breathe in deeply and let the light shine. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Soapboxes way too high, overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taking off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said. But don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday.